At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Kingdoms Queens podcast. We're doing a little impromptu
bonus
show with you guys tonight, a little bonus episode for
bonus
kickoff week of the NFL, and we're also doing a fantasy draft as we speak.
It's so crazy.
It's a little bit of chaos over here, but we wanted to get this little episode in with you guys. We wanted to just go over. We realized we haven't done like any of our picks yet, like for NFL MVP, Offensive Rookie of the Year, all that kind of good stuff. So we just kind of wanted to get into that and just do a little mini bonus episode with you guys. So I'm your host, Lexi.
And I'm Jody. Lexi, you're on the clock. So like Lexi said, we are currently in round 7 of a draft. And we wanted to do a bonus episode. We spoke about this like yesterday when we were on the podcast. And I know everybody's like shocked because we didn't even post like on KQ that we were going to do an episode right now. But we spoke about it yesterday and we were like, yeah, we didn't go through any like NFL awards. We didn't talk about any divisions. Like we've literally been all balls. It's like the season started. So. But we definitely wanted to go ahead and get our predictions out there before the season started, which is tomorrow, which also, just so y'all know, we've been running around like hectic. It's been crazy trying to get prepared and ready for our tailgate tomorrow, trying to get outfits and going to Target and getting the things we need and the utensils we need. It's been a little chaotic. It has been a busy day, but we definitely wanted to make sure that we could get on here real quick and do this with y'all. Lexi is currently, she's the last pick in the draft.
I'm the last pick, so I have 2 picks in a row, and I'm trying to decide. Cortland Sutton, Ladd McConkey.
We've literally, this is like our 6th draft. Like, it'd be different if it was the first
ridiculous
one. This is our, like, 6th fantasy football draft. So, yeah. Kind of hilarious.
I'm going Cortland Sutton. You know, I hate the Broncos, but he's, like, their only wide receiver, so.
Let's get into it. So we want to talk to y'all today about Offensive Rookie of the Year, Defensive Rookie of the Year, Rookie of the Year for offense and defense, Comeback Player of the Year, Coach of the Year, MVP of the Year, all the good things. Like we need to get our predictions out there before we can start this season off tomorrow. So
yes,
you ready? Let me see.
Ready.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and kind of get to it. So this was a great draft, right? Lots of great people were – this was probably one of my favorite drafts besides last year. I feel like we sat down together and we watched this year's NFL draft, and we were like, holy crap. It was in Detroit. They had some of the largest numbers that have ever been produced.
Ever. It was crazy.
And the board was flying, right? Like, there were so many great people flying off the board. And, I mean, even the Chiefs this year, we went up in the draft.
Jody, it's your turn, by the way. I know.
We went up in the draft. Wasn't expecting to do that at all, and we did. And we knew that. How the heck is it already on me? Okay.
Oh man.
Up in the draft, we weren't expecting to do that. So I mean, I don't think we were upset at all. I mean, we're very happy we got Xavier Worthy. Like, we're not gonna be mad at that.
Very happy. So
Sorry, I'm back.
I know. No, it's okay.
Oh my God, wait, Chris.
And we actually talked to Xavier Worthy's mama in one of our Twitter spaces the other day. And she was saying, I asked her, I was like, do you know that the Bills have now done us a solid a few times in the draft by the first one being getting Patrick Mahomes back in 2017 in the draft, and then now getting your son Xavier Worthy. And she's like, oh yeah, I've heard that. So, you know, but
we're just
thankful. I mean, my God.
No, he's great.
So the fastest wide receiver that's ever
ran a 40 time. Yeah. Am I seeing this correctly? Yes, you are. We're doing a bonus episode today, Peter, while we are currently in the middle of a fantasy football draft as well. We are entering into round 8, I believe, but are going over our awards for the season. So let's go. Hey, Miss Keisha. We are going to get into it. It's going to be a super quick episode too. We'll probably only be here like 30 minutes. We just wanted to get this out here so we could have our film.
You know, so it might be like 40.
When we need to pull these things back out at the end of the season.
Right.
We said that before the season started. So let's get into it. Offensive rookie of the year. What are your thoughts? Who do you think is going to win this award?
I think it's sadly pretty obvious. I shouldn't say sadly, but I'm not the biggest fan of this person, but I think it's going to be Caleb Williams. I think if everything is pretty set up for him on the Bears, he has an incredible wide receiver core, great running back duo, great defense. I think an okay offensive line. I'm not like for sure on their offensive line. And then their coach has some questions for me, Eberflus.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think Caleb Williams kind of built to succeed on the Bears. And I think he'll end up as Offensive Rookie of the Year.
So I agree. I actually am going with Caleb Williams as well. And I kind of debated on it because can he win Offensive Rookie of the Year if they don't make it to the playoffs? Because I don't think they're going to make it to the playoffs. But I do think that he can go out there and have a really high quality of a season. So he can put the yards up. He can go get the touchdowns. I think that he is able to do that. However, if you're going to do that, it should also reflect in a playoff game. I don't think they're going to make it. But the world wants Caleb Williams to be Rookie of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year. So... And, I mean, the hype around him, he was the number one draft pick coming in. He had a hell of a career at USC. Like, okay, I get it. Fine, whatever. So, no, I totally agree with you. I think it will be him.
I think unless he's just absolutely horrible, it'll be him.
A high possibility.
It is. We'll see. We will see.
Oh, I guess a very high possibility. So let's get into it while I am drafting right now, because I am on the clock. Let's talk about
I'll get into it. So we're going to do the Defensive Rookie of the Year. And my prediction for that is going to be Leiatu Latu, who's on the Colts defensive line. I think he's gone kind of underrated in like training camp and preseason. Yeah. But I've heard the hype, and I think he's a really, really good contender for Defensive Rookie of the Year. So not sure exactly what'll happen there, but I think Leiatu Latu is one that I have my eyes on. Also, it's just a fun name to say. So,
oh my God. It's so funny because, you know, people have been doing their fantasy football drafts, and I've just kind of been seeing some wild things lately. People are drafting people because they think they just got like a cool badass name, but then people are also drafting people because they think they're cute. And I'm like, y'all, I need y'all to focus. The goal is to win the game, not to just pick. You cannot get what's his name? Quarterback.
Handsome. Jimmy.
You cannot draft Jimmy Garoppolo because he is a gorgeous man. Okay,
you're going to get 0 points.
0 points. You cannot do that.
0 points.
You cannot go on your bench. That is all I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so for me, for my defensive rookie, I also was thinking about Leiatu. But Dallas Turner is really freaking good. And he was a baller at Bama, which I think everybody knows that. They've seen the work he did. He was out there hustling. And he's going to the Vikings. And you know the Vikings, one of their biggest opportunities this year is their defense. I mean, their O-line, A. And then after their O-line, it's going to be that defense. So, I mean, I think adding him to that unit, he's going to not – of course, he's going to come out there. He's going to immediately be with the ones. He's going to be a starter. He's going to make an impact on the team. I think he's going to be able to go out there and truly show, like, the leadership that he has. I mean, he was under Nick Saban last year, which means he learned how to be a leader on and off the field, which – a lot of their players struggled off the field. That's another conversation. But I think that he has all the potential it takes to be defensive rookie of the year. So, yeah, I'm rooting for him. Plus, you know.
Sorry, I'm up, so I'm.
Yeah, I know. I see. But trust me, you think I can't talk? But no, I'm rooting for him. And plus, like, I want good for the Vikings. Like, I love Justin Jefferson. He just got paid. Know, and hopefully Jordan Addison can come off of his injury and be able to be productive in the offense. So we'll just have to see. All right, let's transition. So let's get off the rookies.
Anyone listening, would y'all go? I don't know. Never mind.
So getting off of the rookies, we're gonna get into the actual. Oh my God. We're going to get into the actual offensive player of the year and defensive player of the year. So I feel like these actual categories, not the rookies, just for regular players, I think this category is so widespread and there's so many different people that you can literally choose to be in either one of the categories. So while this is very interesting, we're going to go ahead and we're going to start with who we think the offensive player of the year is going to be for this season.
Okay. So offensive player of the year I have is none other than Tyreek Hill. I think he had a good
number one.
He's the number one player in the NFL, Jody. Come on. That side eye.
I'm like, okay.
He's the number one player in the NFL. Sure. No, I just think Tyreek Hill. I think he could have won it last year. I think Christian McCaffrey won it. But I think Tyreek Hill had all the argument to win it last season. I think as long as he stays healthy, he has a chance to get close to 2,000 yards once again. I don't know. He's my candidate for that.
I don't think
I could be totally wrong.
I don't think Tyreek Hill is going to go for 2,000 yards this year.
He might not. This might be a terrible prediction.
I love that he like went for that last season because he definitely balled out last year and went after it.
Yes.
I don't know what Tua's going to be. So I can't.
Some people think he's like going to have an MVP like season. Some people aren't high on him at all. So I think he's hard.
He's not.
He's a tough one.
I mean, and he's kind of, we talked about Lamar yesterday and about how like you can see like he's lost a lot of weight and like what is his play going to be like? Tua did too. Tua lost a lot of weight going into this season. So
Tua looks like a different person.
Yeah, he doesn't even look like himself. Can he take a hit? What's that going to look like? Okay. All right, Tyreek. And I mean, that's a good answer. I'm going to say that. That's a really good answer because, I'm on the clock. That's a really good answer because he does have all of the capabilities to be the rookie of the year.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not rookie. Offensive player.
Offensive player. Yeah.
Yes. So defensive player of the year.
I think we have the same answer on this one. But none other than Stone Cold Chris Jones, our own. I think he is a man on a mission. He's never won it. And I think he's due. And I think he's like the next. Aaron Donald's a hard guy to replicate or duplicate. But I think Chris Jones is man on a mission this season to be kind of like the next Aaron Donald. I think people are going to root for guys like Micah Parsons just because he's been in the mix, like a TJ Watt.
Absolutely.
That kind of thing. Sauce Gardner. But I think our guy, Chris Jones, I really hope he gets it. He is a game wrecker year in and year out, always in the playoffs, always making huge, like huge, huge plays to that benefit us so much.
Yeah.
Whether it's just getting pressure on the quarterback or whatever it is, or sacking them, you know, like he did Brock Purdy. Well, Brock got the ball out this past Super Bowl, but Chris Jones was right on him in that last play of overtime. And just stuff like that, stuff that just makes him so special. But I know this is a regular season award, so he really has to give it all during the regular season. And I hope he gets, you know, 13, 14 sacks, something like that. I think that would put him right there in the conversation to get it. So,
yeah, everything you said. I definitely think Chris Jones is going to be the defensive player of the year. I think it will be against him and Micah Parsons. Yeah. I think Micah Parsons is going to play the lights out this year because he wants a contract. He's due for one.
That too.
He deserves a payday. Chris did just get his payday. Micah is a little more versatile. He can play in multiple spots versus Chris Jones just plays at edge. But
yeah,
I think Chris Jones has a point to prove. He doesn't want the narrative of I got paid, so now I'm not going to do nothing. I definitely think he may. If we did not have George Karlaftis, I think Chris Jones would have over 15 sacks. But since we have George Karlaftis, I think it's going to be a combination of them two possibly having like 25 sacks combined. And you can't split the DPOY. So
I think Chris Jones gets it,
but he needs to legit average. He needs a sack a game. At this point, you need a sack a game, and honestly, you need maybe a sack and a half a game. And if you do that, then you have the possibility of getting that 20 sack number that he says he wants.
I think, like, with Chris Jones too, though, I mean, I know that, like, George is taking some of those away, but I also think he needs that help on the line, because if not, he's already double teamed all the time.
Absolutely.
You can't have him triple teamed all the time or he'll get no pressure on anyone. And so that's why he is the best D tackle in my mind, is because you don't get quite as many sacks as a D tackle as you do on the edge. So that's why you see these guys on the edge, and that's the flashy stuff, and that's the thing that wins you the award, right? But I think Chris, as long as he proves himself in the middle, I think he should be the one to get it. So
he should. I mean, he's due. Again, like you said, he hasn't got it yet. And I think that, and I know that he had this shoulder injury. But last year he missed games. This year he's going to be fresh. He's coming out there. He's going to motivate that defensive line. He's going to motivate the whole entire defense, just being very transparent. So, you know, he has all the opportunity to go out here and win this award, and can't wait. Shout out to everybody in the comments. Again, I know that this is a very this is a very random show for us. Y'all do not normally see us on, I don't even know what day of the week today is, Wednesday. Y'all don't normally see us on Wednesdays. We are here right now because we
clock if you want to pick.
Oh, God bless. I actually really don't think I care, though, because it's like round 10. So just so y'all know, me and Lexi are currently doing a fantasy football draft while we're going live.
While we're doing this. We're just great multitaskers.
What happened was, oh, damn, everybody's picking kickers already? Okay. What happened was, at this point, I feel like I have the whole entire Texans team on my roster.
Oh, my God.
I didn't take their kicker. I almost did. What happened was, is yesterday me and Lexi realized that there were a few topics that we haven't had a chance to talk about that we wanted to talk about before the season actually starts, right?
Yeah.
So we didn't go over any of our awards. So the rookies of the year, defense and offense, MVP, coach comeback. So that's like what this show is all about today. It's not a long show. It's a quick show. But if you are in here, thank you for being here. If you're on Twitter, retweet the space that you're watching through, because people have no clue that we're live, because we didn't even make an announcement. We just said YOLO, press start.
Went for it.
And if you are watching on YouTube, please, please, please go hit the thumbs up and like this short, quick episode that we are giving y'all today. Yes, the home opener is tomorrow, and it feels like Christmas Eve. Like, everybody's hype. Everybody's excited. Like, no one's going to sleep tonight. We're getting out of Arrowhead super early. We're getting there when the gates open. Like, the atmosphere is ready to go. And us as Chiefs fans, we are thrilled. If you're going to the game tomorrow, put it in the comments.
I really forgot that Mooney was on Atlanta now.
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Right.
I completely forgot. I think I'm going to take him. I'm going to go for that.
I mean, Atlanta should be a good
team. Why not?
Atlanta's going to be a good team this
year.
I have them winning their division.
Yeah.
So.
Serviceable quarterback. That's all we need.
Absolutely. They got two serviceable. They got a serviceable quarterback and then a really good rookie on the bench who I have more faith in than anybody. So, but yes, that is why we are here right now. So just kind of wanted to let y'all know that before we get into the back half of our awards that we are handing out. So.
You're so nice.
All right. Comeback player of the year. A lot of people don't know what that means. What does comeback player of the year mean? So
basically, you want to give it?
No, go ahead. Oh, my God.
It's basically just a player that hurt, maybe had a really bad injury the year prior, maybe sat out, maybe typically I would say it's an injury. And
yeah,
a player that comes back from that. Now, actually, I might change my pick from what I had written down. But there were a few quarterbacks, and usually that's kind of what it leans to, the award, is like if a quarterback goes out and makes a big comeback the next season. Last year, Joe Flacco won it, and he had a huge comeback on the Browns from sitting on the couch for a few years and then randomly going to the Browns
and
putting them
out
in the playoffs. And it was wild. Everyone expected it to be
I pick him up in a fantasy league late last year because all of my quarterbacks got hurt.
Yeah, because everyone's quarterback was hurt.
Everybody's quarterback got hurt last year.
It was crazy to me that he got it over DeMar Hamlin. Because DeMar Hamlin literally.
Right.
We all know what happened.
DeMar Hamlin, he got it the year before.
I don't think he did. He got something else, but he didn't get comeback player of the year. Because he didn't come back the year before.
He definitely got an award. Maybe it wasn't that.
He got some award for sure.
Because he was on stage both years.
Yeah. But it wasn't. Joe Flacco got it when DeMar Hamlin should have gotten it. So
Joe Flacco.
Who's your prediction for this year?
You want me to go first?
You're on the clock, by the way.
God bless.
I know. I'll go first. I actually had on mine was Joe Burrow.
I mean,
but I think because he won it a few years ago, because poor dude is always injured. He's always injured and he comes back and he does well. I think he has all the chances in the world, but I actually agree with this comment. I think it's going to be Aaron Rodgers. That's my prediction.
Well, the world wants it to be AR.
Yeah.
I am taking Kirk Cousins as comeback player of the year. We all know that he had that ACL, MCL tear last year, which was awful. When he was with Minnesota, out for the season, Justin Jefferson missed like 4 or 5 games last year. The Vikings like completely spiraled, which was not great to see. Jordan Addison was good. I mean, you know, but they did what they could. Then Kirk Cousins leaves Minnesota and goes to Atlanta where he gets a ridiculous contract. Atlanta has put a ton of pieces around him.
Receivers,
running backs, they're building up that defense. Atlanta had an amazing offseason. Like, seriously, I have them winning their division. So, with all of that being said, I think because Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback and there's a lot of pieces around him, like Drake London might go off this year. Okay. He might go off this year. And their defenses, I don't want to say it's stacked, but it's pretty good. Anyway, I think it's going to be Kirk Cousins in Atlanta. because they have a lot of just great things going for them this season. So wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kirko. And I will say somebody put in here, it could be Anthony Richardson. I actually have him slashed. I have Kirk right. first, and then I put AR next to it because AR is coming back from a shoulder injury, and he's lost another quarterback who's lost some weight to get ready for this season too. So I definitely think he could make it, but I don't know if I don't have the Colts making the playoffs. I have the Falcons making
it. Yeah. I do. I just think there's a few really, really strong contenders. I think you could give it to any of those four quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Anthony Richardson, Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, Joe Burrow. I think any of them could get it. Also, someone else mentioned Nick Chubb. I think he has there's some good contenders in this. So I just think Absolutely. It depends who has a really good season, a really good comeback season. And it's hard to say right now because most of them haven't played a down yet. So I don't know.
And it really can come down to who makes it the furthest in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Whoever makes it the furthest, they're going to be like, okay, you. Yeah. You know, so.
You're up, by the way, if you want to go.
I'm up to draft again.
Again.
I'm clearly not paying. It's round 13, y'all. I'm not paying
attention. Just letting you know. And then we also have Coach of the Year, which. Andy Reid has never won as a Chief, which is really sad to me because he's turned our entire franchise around. But
let me tell you something incredibly hilarious about that. Andy Reid right now, his odds are like minus 5,000 to win Coach of the Year. So if you play. Sorry. If you play, I think $5, you can win like. Some ridiculous,
and he probably won't win it, and especially at this point. I think if he were to win it, it would have been a long time ago.
I panicked. That is not who I wanted. I'm gonna switch him out when this draft is over.
Oh no,
yeah, I panicked. It's fine. Who are we talking about? Coach of the Year. Okay, so I can go first, or are you on the clock now? Do I need to go first?
No, go ahead.
So, Coach of the Year. I think that it is going to be, and I feel like I have to explain my reasoning why, and I feel like I can do that because you're getting ready to be on the clock. Here's my reason. I think it's going to be Jim Harbaugh. And I know that sounds egregious because the Chiefs are going to win the division, right? how is the Chargers head coach going to win and they're not even going to win the division? Like, they might not even make it to the playoffs.
Right.
Here's why. Because everybody loves the Chargers for some reason. Y'all Chiefs fans know, the real Chiefs fans know that they say the Chargers are winning our division every single year.
Every year.
Every single year. They say the Chargers are winning the division and the Chiefs are not. So this is why I'm going with Jim Harbaugh. Harbaugh. Because I think that one, the Chargers coach last season was awful. Two, anything that he does at this point is just going to be 1,000% better than last year. Three, I do think that he has some things that can make this team be better. And I think that they're going to win a few games, even though they have a ton of holes. I think if the Chargers even win 10 games or 11 games, that's going to be enough to qualify him to be in the running for Coach of the Year. Sorry. Can you hear all my notifications going off? Sorry. Yeah. but no, I think that's enough. I think if the Chargers win 10 or 11 games, that's automatically better than what happened to them last season. And if they win these games this year, they're going to win it with all of the holes they have. They're struggling at wide receiver. They're still missing some pieces on their defense. I mean, there's a lot of holes there, but Justin Herbert is really good, and I think Harbaugh will be able to get him to the next level. Now, if he cannot get him to the next level, then it's a wrap. So that's my thoughts. I think it's going to be him. And plus, he's a crowd favorite. People love him. It's kind of like the Caleb Williams effect. That's how they feel about Jim Harbaugh. So
right.
Even though you might not be great and even though you might not make it to the playoffs,
yeah,
you
he
won,
just he I has the name
last year at Michigan. So yeah,
he has the name, so it's kind of like, let's just see how it does. But the name, I think his name can carry him in this as well. Yeah. I kind of think I want to go D'Amico Ryans.
I love him.
The Houston Texans last year.
I was.
I think he should have won it last year because you took like a 2-win team to the playoffs and exactly. crushed the Browns. So
no way I'm on the clock again. Was that not 5 minutes ago? I'm gonna get Xavier Leggett.
Leggett.
That's who I'm gonna go with.
We love him. We love his accent. I look so far away. I'm sorry. I'm just leaning back in my chair.
So no, I love D'Amico real bad. I think you know he's one of my favorite.
I do too.
So I love that pick for you. I think that's an amazing pick. I was rooting for him to get it last season. I think he should have had it last year.
Yeah.
Because the way he turned that freaking Texans team around, holy moly.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
They drafted really well. Like, they had an A-plus draft last year. And then they just were able to put it
They've just done everything right the last 2 years. And I think this team is going to be really, really good this season. Yeah. I know everyone's high on the Texans, but I think most people are.
I don't know why they're not, though. Like, that's what I don't get.
There's no reason not to be, unless you just think, like, CJ's going to have a sophomore slump or something. But, like, we don't have that yet. Like, there's nothing to. So, for now, I'm high on them. I think they're going to be really good. And, yeah, I think D'Amico Ryans has all the argument in the world to win Coach of the Year.
You know, and Tank Dell could even be. No, he wouldn't be Comeback Player of the Year because I don't think he's going to have, like, a 1,000-yard season. But he was really good.
Well, now I need him too since I took him in draft tonight. But
yeah, I got him in another one of my drafts too. But yeah,
like now that'd be nice.
So that's what I think too. So let's do two things here. Let's do MVP. Let's do who we think are going to make it out of the AFC. Who we think is going to be the AFC championship game? Who we think is going to be the NFC championship game?
Oh, we're doing
who the
all
winner
that.
Is? Huh?
So we're doing all of that?
You don't want to?
We can.
No, we don't have to. I mean, we're going to do MVP, but I feel like MVP is not the same as Super Bowl MVP. Those are two different categories.
Yeah.
All right,
we can. It doesn't matter.
Most valuable player. Who is going to be the most valuable player of this football season?
I think it's Patrick Mahomes' award to lose. Like, I think with his new wide receivers, with the way he's going to play, I think it's going to be him. If it's not him, I could see it going to like a Jordan Love or something. That's kind of what I am feeling. Jordan but I'm high Love, on the Packers, so I could be off.
Yeah.
But
a lot of people have Jordan Love hype this year, and I think Jordan Love is going to be good too. I got to see it first.
Yeah, we got to see it again. Yeah.
I got to see it first. My MVP is CJ Stroud. So. I'm all in on that Texans team this year. Like, I'm looking at them and I'm like, they are doing everything freaking right. Like, they're doing everything right. They have D'Amico Murray has not done a single thing yet wrong. And I think that CJ is a great player. He was amazing at Ohio State. It translated very well to the NFL. He had good weapons around him. They had an elite defense damn near last season. It's going to be even better this season. They gave him more targets to throw the ball at this year.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I could definitely see it being him too.
I think it's going to be CJ.
Yeah.
I'm going to go put a $5 ticket in on CJ being the.
CJ or Patrick.
I put Patrick as a slash, but like. I think he will be the Super Bowl MVP. So that's where, well,
It's hard to do.
I do think that this year Patrick Mahomes is going to put up some insane numbers. I think,
yeah,
of course, last year was a very down year for him. I think this year he will easily hit 4,500 yards, close to 50 touchdowns.
Yeah, I think he's totally going to change it around. It's
sorry, I was reading. But yeah, no, I think the receivers that Patrick has makes him he's gonna put up major numbers this year. Like, even if he doesn't try hard, his receivers are gonna go get him the yards that he needs. So yeah.
And I heard, I think it was Peter Schrager who said he thinks Aaron Rodgers is gonna be MVP. I'm like, that.
Well, that would be only
people are so high on them, which I don't know.
He can stay in the comeback player of the year conversation.
Yeah.
I'm like, he can stay there because retirement's near for him.
Right. So.
Has Aaron Rodgers ever won an MVP?
Oh, yeah. He's won like three or four, right? Actually. Yeah.
I'm like, I know he's won at least like two, but he
won two in a row. I think, like, right.
That's what I'm thinking of. And so I'm like,
Patrick won his and then Aaron won the next two. And then he also won if Aaron Rodgers won MVP this season, he'd be maybe one less than Peyton Manning, and Peyton Manning won the most. Yeah. Something crazy like that.
Right. So I don't know. Aaron Rodgers is going to, I think Aaron Rodgers will get comeback player of the year. I think the only way he gets MVP is if he gets that Jets team to the Super Bowl, and they're not making it to the Super Bowl. So
no, and I actually do think they'll make the playoffs, but I don't think they'll make the Super Bowl.
I think they'll make the playoffs too.
I think the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl, so.
Well, you said you didn't want to talk about Super Bowl today. So.
Well, I think I've made that obvious throughout our entire offseason, who I think. But we can. We've been going 36 minutes, so it's up
we
to thought you.
We were only doing 30 minutes today.
Yeah, I think we should keep it short. Keep it a short episode. we can talk for days, so.
And we got to get ready for tomorrow. I have a laundry list of things.
We have a lot to do.
Game tomorrow. So, again, Chiefs home opener tomorrow at Arrowhead. Game starts at 7:25 p.m. Be in your seats before 7:09 because that is when the banner dropping happens, which is great. Tons of people who are performing who are amazing. So it's just going to be a great show. You know, there's going to be a flyover. There's going to be all kind of things. It's Sunday. God bless. It's Thursday.
Basically Sunday. I know. I'm like, wait.
It's Thursday night football at Arrowhead. It is the best time and the best place to be. Shout out to the sponsors.
Sure.
Shout out to Autograph. If you have not downloaded the app, download it. Promo code Kingdom Queens. Shout out to Homage. Got on some Homage apparel today. The pack dropped. Thank you so much, Homage, for my apparel. And yeah, y'all, everybody, go home. Drink water. Drink a liquid IV. Put a BC powder in your pocket.
Completed my draft.
I will see you at Arrowhead at 2 p.m.
We'll see you tomorrow, Mama Keisha.
Woohoo. It's going to be a great time. Go Chiefs. And
go Chiefs. Can't wait. And then, yeah, we'll be back next week with you all. And we'll kind of be trying to do these shorter episodes every week with some different.
Don't promise the people that, because we don't know.
I said we'll be trying. I didn't make any promises. I said we'll be trying.
End it.
All right. Love y'all. Go Chiefs.
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.